1410 AM and 96.9 FM. It's KLEM. We're previewing the high school football season. Daniel Versteg, and we're joined by the head coach of the MMCRU Royals. That's Coach Kyle Oswald. After his team's coming off a 1-8 performance from last season, the Royals looking for bigger and better things for this season. And Coach, it all starts with practice. It all starts with fall camp. Tell me what you've seen out of the guys from the first 2 weeks of your practices so far this year.
So far, we've got a lot of youth, but we've got a lot of energy with that youth. These past couple weeks have actually gone by pretty quick. I can't believe how fast they've gone, actually. But so that's a positive thing. We've got some good senior, upperclassmen leadership as far as that first string guys know what they're doing a lot, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And yet we don't have a ton of upperclassmen. We do have more kids out than we've ever had, so there's a positive note. Over half of them are freshmen. Which is a good thing, too. It means we're building our program in the right direction. We got some guys coming out, some new sophomores that haven't been out before. So we're excited about that. We are young, but we're looking forward to what the season has to hold.
Yeah, and that's kind of the interesting, I guess, give and take with that many guys and that many of them being underclassmen. You obviously want to have success for the seniors and juniors you do have on your roster, but that's got to be a positive for you to see 30 freshmen go out for your program this year.
Yeah, we've got 21 freshmen, but it is exciting. We're hoping that they can really develop at that JV level, and some of them are probably, due to their lack of numbers at the other end, if they can prove it, that they can be on the field on Friday nights, they just might find themselves a spot.
Well, you were talking as well that as we kind of take a look at your team this year, you're saying you got a lot of experience coming back, at least in some of the key offensive positions, namely your quarterback spot, some wide receivers. How are those guys stepping into the leadership roles that those positions command on your offense?
Pretty well. I know that Jonah Peterson and Kyler Bork, as juniors, have taken it upon themselves to really get guys together over the summer, not just for weight room, but afterwards to be running routes and just hanging out, so that camaraderie being built. And I know there are some other guys in there, but I know those two guys really took that leadership role of hey, let's throw the ball, let's have some fun together and challenge each other. So that you can definitely see a connection there, that going into camp in this first week of practice, that they're not just pushing for themselves, they're pushing for a team aspect. So for me, that's always a big deal.
And those two guys, definitely stand out with their ability to connect like that. But that's got to also, maybe spur some of the other guys on, saying, hey, look what they're doing outside of practice. I want to be a part of that, and I want to make sure that I'm doing my part to make sure the team has success.
Yeah, that's the big hope, and I guess I'm always hopeful that'll be like a fire that'll catch, and pretty soon it's not about my stats, it's about our goals as a team.
Coach, a little bit about your running game. I know you graduated to Eben Hicks from last year, your top rusher, and have hopefully some guys to step up there. How have you seen maybe your running game, with new guys trying to supplement what you lose with Hicks graduating this year?
Well, at the moment, it's we're still searching to see, are we going to have just a main guy, or more of a running back by committee? We had some ideas, but those ideas got derailed a little bit, and so that's part of sports. You got to adjust and roll the punches. So we're trying to make that happen.
You know, another position that a lot of people don't always, focus on or talk about, obviously, is the offensive line for you guys. What have you seen out of those guys that can hopefully lead to a lot of time for Jonah to throw back there, or big holes in the running game?
That's actually our probably most experienced group. Four out of the five guys were there last year. And while we got a question mark at the remaining fifth, we got guys that are competing to step up to try and get that spot. And so that is a group that has gelled pretty well. They do a great job of talking. That's something some of the younger guys, when we threw them in with them, they came back like, whoa, these guys talk a lot. And so I'm really excited to hear that feedback from the kids, that how impressed they are, how almost shocked the young guys were how much talking is needed. And so the fact that they take that ownership is something that it gives you a little bit of a thumbs up attitude and hoping that we can use that to our advantage this year.
Well, absolutely. It sounds like, that's going to be a really fun group to watch this year. We're chatting with Kyle Oswald, MMCRU head football coach. Taking a look now at the defense a little bit, Coach. I know there's some top guys from your defense last year that you graduate, but what have you seen out of the guys that return that suggest to you that this could be another solid defensive unit for you guys?
Well, that's one of our question marks right now. Is we had some major plans on our defense. We thought we were set in an area. We had some guys decide they weren't going to go out this year. So in doing that, it kind of left us with some question marks. So that's where we're testing the waters in a lot of different areas. And I don't want to try and give too much away or anything, mainly because I don't have anything to give away. But we're probably going to have to lean on those younger guys. And we got to have a next man up mentality. And for the most part, we've been able to see that. It's just across the board, we're still looking, still finagling. We got a scrimmage here tomorrow, so we're going to be able to get a real-time look at some real-time guys and instead of just going against each other and seeing where we stack up and make some adjustments from there.
And, you know, looking at you've mentioned youth all throughout this this chat, and it's really fun to watch a program build up a strong class like this over 4 years. Now, it may come with some growing pains, obviously, in a year like this. But for you, how special is it to see these guys kind of buy in as freshmen and hopefully see that payoff come a couple of years from now?
Well, I know they've had a lot of success in youth and junior high, and yet we're trying, just like in anything else, there's always a sticker shock. There's a big difference between junior high and high school. And yet their success and the just football savviness, I guess, has brought a good amount of competition to the upperclassmen. I've seen some sophomores in the weight room and on the field that know that there's young guys nipping at their heels, and it's for them to push themselves, and it's made it made themselves better. I mean, there's some intrigue there, and so we're looking at just being happy that we've got some guys pushing at both ends, and for the most part, and there's always those guys that need a little bit of reminding or reassurance, but. It's exciting. If I had that negative thing to say, I wish we weren't so young as far as the bulk, but at the same time, I'm just excited to be where we're at.
Oh, I'm excited to see what you guys got as well. Of course, Cherokee's going to be your first opponent coming up, week one is already coming up around the corner, Coach. From I guess, like maybe a an X's and O's perspective or on the field stuff, what are still some of those things that you need to, kind of fix and iron out and make sure you've got squared away before you take the field against a good Cherokee squad?
Oh man. Is it bad to say everything? I think tomorrow, after we have our scrimmage against Woodbury Central, we'll really be able to fine-tune what those things are, and just solidifying a little bit more a depth chart, and trying to really make sure that these guys understand that it has to be a next man up guy, because while you made it through practice, you get into a game time situation, all of a sudden you're going harder than you had before, you're exerting more energy, you're getting tired faster, and we're who's that next guy that can step up that we can throw into a player too, so you can be there, and that's what all this is going to entail. So we are not yet ready to where we want to be, but we are moving in that direction. So I'm not ready to hang my hat on anything just yet. We need work on all facets, but we'll see what happens.
Well, that's why you guys scrimmage. That's why you guys get 3 weeks to get ready for your first game. Coach, we appreciate your time. We're looking forward to seeing how MMCRU does this year, and best of luck to your guys as you go throughout the season.
All right, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Kyle Oswald with us, previewing MMCRU football here on KLEM.